back. It's the second hour of the Tom Chenault Show. This is going to be fun. We have got the women of network marketing. And so we've got the two barking chihuahuas of my life, Marianne Niehaus and Denise Chenault. It is going to be fun. We still have John Fogg here because hopefully I'm going to need some backup because these women.
You're going to need it, Tom.
All right.
You're
going to
need a lot of backup.
What do you think of this, John Milton Fogg? Is this going to be fun enough or not?
Oh, you're on your own, buddy.
I'm really not. So before we go there, I want to talk about something that's pretty amazing. When I met Marianne Niehaus, she was pretty not a network marketer. And when I met Denise Chenault, she was pretty not a network marketer. And neither one of them were really wanting to become network marketers. And, you know, I think that's the... It's easy to say, well, Tom, you've got a radio show, you've got this, you've got that. It would be easy if I were you. But you women have done, you guys self-taught yourself this business. You weren't born network marketers like people accuse myself and John Fogg of being. You just rolled up your sleeves and got it done. And John, you and I were talking earlier about just what we were going to talk about. And just talk about the editor of Psychology Today and what he said, and maybe talking about what Covey said about, and then it's all going to come clear as to why these women got this so well and they're kicking butt out there. Would you mind just speaking to that a little bit before we get rolling?
Sure. The story that I had told you, Tom, was one I heard long, long ago when I first came into network marketing, and Richard Brook told me this story. And it's a true story. It's about an editor of Psychology Today magazine who was writing a book, and he gave himself a project that he would climb on an airplane in New York City, and he would fly all the way to LAX, and the six-hour flight. And what he would do is that he would only ask his seatmate questions. That's all he would do. No declarative statements. He wouldn't tell him anything. Just ask questions. And he wanted to see what would happen. And so, in fact, he climbs on a plane, first-class ticket, sits down next to somebody. They go all the way to L.A. He asks questions across the whole continent of the United States. And he has a research assistant meet his seatmate and interview him. And two things that were really interesting came out of that interview. Number one, this guy that sat next to the editor of Psychology Today didn't know his name. That's a pretty good indication that he never volunteered anything. Number two is it's the punchline. And that is that this guy who sat next to the editor of Psychology Today, who only asked questions, said he was the most interesting person he'd ever met in his life. Now, I remember Tom Big Al Schrider, telling me a story once about when he was in England and he met a husband and wife team that were in his organization. And his wife, Susan, took off with the wife, and he took off with the husband. And he and the husband went to a pub, and Susan and this lady, they went shopping. And they got back together about 3 or 4 hours later, and Susan Tom said so to Susan, "So tell me, what is she like?" And for the next hour, Susan told him all about this woman. All the kids, the things they did together, what her dreams were, what her values were, what she loved about this, what she didn't like about that. And she just went, Susan went on and on and on and on. When she was done, she said to Tom, "Well, you know, tell me about this man." And Tom said, "Well, he likes beer and football." And that was it. And that's indicative. Both of those stories are indicative of something that I think is natural to women. And, you know, at the risk of being accused of being sexist, I think there are things that the female gender does better. Maybe it's hardwired. Maybe it's genetic. Maybe it's environment or role play. I don't know what it is. But women are nurturers. They're teachers. They're caretakers. And they are seemingly far more interested in each other and in other people than most men tend to be. We have to learn those things, Tom. And I think that's the reason why there are more people, more female people in network marketing, is that it's a natural for them.
We agree. Marianne, what's happened to you once you started just taking your skills as a woman and your nurturing skills and your listening skills? What's happened to you? I mean, you're a different human being. I mean, you've figured this out. Talk about that a little.
Well, I think at first it's hard to recognize that you can use all of these tools that you already have. You know, we taught what John's saying about women. I think we are very intuitive. We are very caring. But in business, you know, in traditional business, that's a little bit different aspect. And so by being able to take what it is that we just do naturally and bring that to building our network business, it really opened my eyes. I can remember one time when I was writing an email to somebody in network marketing, and they said, well, that doesn't sound like much fun, the email itself. But in the corporate world, I feel like, you know, you don't get to know your clients like that. You don't know your partners like that. Whereas in network marketing, take that to the table and things just start happening. It's crazy.
And Denise, you've taught me that. I mean, if there's one thing that you've taught me with like a frying pan, is to shut up and listen and actually listen, not just nod at opportune times, but actually listen to people. I mean,
with a frying pan?
Well, you know, I mean, you've had to have a little trouble.
If I could transfer that to our marriage, we would be golden, Tom.
Yeah, so talk about that a little bit.
No, I think the example that John just gave is
we are
awesome. Because, you know, so many times you'll go meet someone and learn a little bit and then come back and I'll say, well, did you ask him this? You know, what about that? And so things that are just totally glaringly apparent to me, it doesn't occur to you to find out. So I think John's right. There's a certain aspect of relationship building that's instinctual almost with women. Yes.
Let me interrupt you for a second.
Go ahead. Yes.
What I'm after is, what's the reason that you see for that? I've got one in mind, but I'd love to know, why do you think that happens?
Well, I think that, I think that building relationships, you know, if you look at male-female relationships, women typically have two, maybe four really close friends that they know really, really well, whereas men have a dozen different acquaintances that they know a little bit well. And I think that what we do in this in network marketing, in this industry, is we take that, learning a lot, going deep. Tom says this all the time, you got to go deep with people. And that's really what it's about. You can't just know the surfacey sort of thing about people that you're enrolling in your business. You've got to go deep. You got to get to the nitty gritty. And I think for women, that's a little bit easier. Whereas for men, it's maybe not as comfortable doing that.
Well, that's because half of them think I'm coming on to them. I mean, I get more drinks thrown on me in airplanes. It's unbelievable.
Marianne, why do you think that's so? Do you agree with Denise?
Yeah, I do, because I think yeah, we're just natural at building that relationship. And the other thing that bringing people, you know, when we're talking about bringing people to events and bringing people to meetings and what have you, you know, when you ask your girlfriends, hey, come and join me with this, they're all about supporting you. And so in turn, you are about supporting them. And so that relationship, you know, it's true. And, you know, my husband, I talk to him, you know, half the time he doesn't even know if his buddies are married or not unless they mention their wives. He would never think to ask that. And again, I kind of, you know, like where Tom was saying, sometimes people think you're coming on to them. You want to be real clear about that. I'm just asking because I'm curious.
Yeah,
I agree.
What I think is the difference is that there's a difference of agenda. I think men are always trying to get something. They've got a goal in mind. They've got a place this one's going to go. And women don't have that. Women have a tendency to, like, art for art's sake, get to know you for the sake of getting to know you. That's the agenda. They want to get connected. They want to learn who you are. It's genuine. It's natural. Bam. That's what it is. But a man, usually, unless there's a purpose for it, he's kind of lost. Does that make sense?
I am. If this is going nowhere, I have trouble staying in the conversation with human beings called intimacy, authenticity, and relatedness, where I think women gravitate toward that. I think men think it needs to go somewhere.
Exactly.
And that, you know, there's got to be a goal line in sight rather than just being with it. And the trouble with that is that that's not what network... Oh, my, you frowned.
No.
Are you just yawning?
I have a crink in my neck.
Sorry. So we're gonna take a break. We got the whole hour because fortunately Terry Fossum, a great author, wrote a great book, got caught on an airplane, and he's not gonna be here. So we're just gonna talk this out. Well, you can text us if you want to throw something in. Mary Dornan, thank you for your great comments. Rosemary Highgate, same deal. Really appreciate you listening to the show. We're just gonna have some fun with this. If you want to text us, 720-840-7222. Or just throw it up on my Facebook wall. We're watching everything like a hawk here. And again, John Fogg and Denise and Marianne are all really, really good at this. So don't hesitate to contact and friend them up on Facebook because they really know their way around this relationship track. We'll be right back.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
over 50,000 satisfied, squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We are back. It is Tom Chenault, and it is the Tom Chenault Show. I do hope you are having a great Sunday afternoon. Thank goodness for my great wife. She not only communicates well, she keeps an eye on things, and she's just the best of the best of the best. So we are talking here with John Milton Fogg and Marianne Niehaus, and we're talking about women power. We're talking about the relationship being the most important component in the enrollment process of people in network marketing. Denise, what do you want to say?
Well, I just think that last night when you called John Milton Fogg, and he just said, I am having the best time developing the relationship with people. I thought that was just the cutest thing, because
he was like a little boy, wasn't he?
It was like having a little kid on the phone, and you were so enthusiastic and so excited, and you know that's what it's all about.
And he wasn't talking about keeping score like John Fogg winning. He was all about his team and his relationships and all the things that are so important to you and I. John Fogg, I mean, it's very cool watching an international figure like you just win. And that's great, John. So what do you say to that, baby?
Thank you.
It's just awesome.
And I am, you know, it's true. I am having a ball. And part of it certainly is the process, which I'm loving. Mm. And part of it is also, Tom, I have to admit, and maybe this is keeping score in some way, but I've been talking about this for years. I've been teaching it for years, and now I'm doing it. And, you know, there's a difference between standing up on stage or sitting there writing a book that talks about this and actually putting it into action and having it be true. So there's a little bit of vindication or something like that going on as well.
Yeah, and that is the truth. And you and I did a pretty crazy interview a couple of days ago where we flipped everything around. And John Milton Fogg interviewed me. And it was an insanely great interview, not because of my answers, but because of my questions. Because of the questions John asked me. And Marianne Niehaus, what did you think and what did you get out of that interview that John and I did together?
Well, I thought thought it was funny because when John called me and he was talking about this interview, he was like a little boy in a candy store going on and on and on about how powerful this was and how this coffee shop interview that we, you know, talk about so much in our business and how that's such a core to the relationship building. And I'm thinking to myself, I thought, John, you know, I sit next to this guy all day long. I hear this. I know how powerful this whole interview system is. And, he was so dang excited, weren't you, John?
Well, it was wonderful. And once again, Marianne, I've been, but with all due respect, you're not old enough. No, this was, I've been talking about this for 25 years. And what you don't know is that for the first 5 to 10 years, I got nothing but flack for talking about lead with the business? No. Lead with the product? No. Lead with the relationship. I mean, people left and right put me down and ridiculed that point of view. So to watch it come alive and be the way that I've always thought it should be. And Tom and I did not compare notes. Tom did not develop the coffee shop interview by going to school on me, nor did I go to school on Tom. We came at this out of our own experience, our own decisions about how and who we wanted to be in this business. And I also think, you know, coming back to our power and women deal, that really this business of asking questions and listening, asking questions and listening, it's not that it's so alien to men, but it is, I think, biologically and culturally much more natural for women.
Completely.
Yeah, I agree.
Tommy, you got time for a story?
No. We got a break coming up in about 30 seconds. We got a huge segment right after this that you can tell the story in.
Okay.
The coffee shop interview, the interview that John alluded to, is just something that we threw together that took three different areas of our life that we're passionate about, and we molded them into one. And you can listen to that by going to mastersofenrollment.com. John might have it up on his site, but you definitely want to listen to it if you want to get a handle on the way I do it, the way John does it, the way Denise does it, the way Marianne does it. So that's pretty cool. We're coming back right after this. Stick around.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69. $29.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Denise Chenault. It is Marianne Niehaus and John Milton Fogg. And we are talking about relationships, all this touchy-feely, Oprah Winfrey, Ellen DeGeneres stuff.
Love those two.
Well, I didn't say I didn't. Does it sound like I was kind of being disdainful? Anyway.
And we're watching what are we watching?
We're watching the Daytona 500. 7 laps to go, and Danica Patrick's in 4th place, which would be a great step for women if she could win that thing. So that's pretty exciting. So there's all kinds of great things happening right this minute in life, and she's in 5th place now. But I'm telling you what, this show has been great because number one, we love Bob Crisp. Number two, the three people on this phone are really the three people I'm working closest to in network marketing these days. And it warms my heart to see so much success coming around us. It's just great. John, you want to tell a little story?
Yeah, it is a very favorite story of mine because it talks about the power of something that I think women do naturally. And it's a story that it's a true story about Stephen Covey, the late Stephen Covey Sr. He was in New York City on a subway, on a Sunday morning. Now, if you're from another part of the country and you don't know what the New York subway is like, it's the circulatory system of Manhattan. These tubes are running all over the place, and just millions of people are flying back and forth and back in these subway cars. People are jammed in. It's like sardines. It's screaming and yelling and hustle and bustle, except Sunday mornings. Sunday mornings, the subways in New York are like church. People go, they grab their New York Times, and if you don't know that, that's a 7-inch thick paper that weighs 20 pounds, and they grab their triple latte caffeine-free
Frappuccino
thing that they're drinking, and their bagel and lox, and they go and they hang on the subway, and it's a religious experience. It's really like church. It's meditative. It's going clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety. It's like meditation. So Cubby's on the subway. They stop at a station, doors open, and into this car explode these two kids, like 10 and 7 years old, boy and a girl. And they are madness. They are jumping off the walls. They're screaming. They're yelling. They're nuts. And right behind them comes this guy who is non compos mentis. It's clearly he's got to be their father. But he's just looking down at the ground, he's paying no attention, and he slumps down next to Cubby. And the kids are nuts. They're knocking over people's possessions, coffee, they're literally taking papers out of people's hands. And Cubby is a gentle man, and he's the father of, I don't know, he's a Mormon gentleman, he's 120 kids, how many, you know. He's just patience personified. But he's getting more and more and more aggravated by the behavior of these children and that the father isn't doing a thing at all. And finally, Cubby turns to this guy and he says, "Sir, your children are disturbing everyone in this car. Please be a responsible parent and get them under control now." And for the first time, the guy looks up at Cubby and he goes, "Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. You're right. We just came from the hospital where their mother died, and I guess they don't know how to handle it. I know I don't." In an instant, Cubby shifted 180 degrees. He put his hand on the man's knee and he said, "My dear sir, how can I help you?" I say what shifted was his listening for this guy. His listening up to that point when he got that information was, this is a bad father. This man is irresponsible. He's not taking control of his children. He's not being a good parent. And bang, he got this information and he shifted his listening to one of incredible compassion. Now, under those circumstances, I doubt any of us would have behaved in any different way than Cubby. What it points out is that we have control over our listening. We can listen by design or listen by default. Now, if you think about the prospecting process and this coffee shop interview that Tom has taught us, that's listening by design. We are asking questions that bring out the best of these people we're speaking to. We want to know what their values are, what their dreams are, what their aspirations are. And when you ask people those kinds of questions, the energy builds. They feel great about themselves. They feel great about you. And that interview is an example of listening by design. And I think more women than men, I mean, I was thinking at the break that if network marketing were being translated into Spanish, it would not be network marquito, it would be network marquita. I think network marketing is inherently feminine. So there.
What do you think of that?
Wow.
Well, that was a great story, number one.
Yeah.
And
I love the listening by design, because that's exactly right. And people get so stuck on the coffee shop interview thinking that, you know, they have to get it right. And it really is, I mean, it takes a lot of concentration to listen really well. And it is an aspect that we do so little of that you really, I mean, people get caught up in how to do it right. But it's really just listening from purely wanting to know more about our fellow mankind. That's it.
I agree. Yeah. You know, Tom always says it's from the heart. And when you start that interview from the heart versus from the head, that's where people get tied up thinking they're not doing it right. But when you're just having a conversation.
Yeah.
And you guys are so goofed up. You are missing it completely. And I can't believe it. The way that you have the conversation be the way the conversation has to be is when you have the conversation from your heart with no agenda versus your head with an agenda.
Right. And there's no manipulation, which
correct.
Is the other thing that people assume too.
And with men,
yeah.
If I meet anybody, especially a guy that's as nice as I am, I go, what the hell's the agenda here? What's this guy up to? I am grabbing my, you know, they do. That's the truth. Because I am interested in people, and the lower you are on the level of social acceptance is probably the more Tom Chenault is going to like you, because who I am is those guys, and I got real lucky and turned it around. But at the same time, that is kind of the essence to this whole deal. You never know who that human being across the table from you is until you get to know that human being. Everything up to that is your judgments, your prejudices, your whatever it is, and we need to break through that. And if you do that, it's going to change families, it's going to change lives, it's going to change relationships, it's going to change everything. Don't you agree with that, John Fogg?
I want to fight you a little bit on the agenda.
Good.
Number one, if you're a network marketer, 24/7, 365, you have an agenda to build your business. You're never not a network marketer. So you always want to build your business.
Disagree.
Now, what I think you're talking about, and I think what you do, but you say it differently, and this is the kind of I'm going to pick a fight with you thing. It's a question of, so how do you go about building that business? Well, there are people who try to get customers. There are people who try to get people to sign up as distributors. Now, for you've all got kids. You on the phone, Tom, Denise, Marianne. What, even with your kids who you love, how do you respond when they try to get you to do something?
There's usually some resistance.
Pushback, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you resist. We resist. It's hardwired. When somebody tries to get us to do something, it's hardwired. But if you approach building your business as, okay, the way that I'm going to build my network marketing business is I'm going to go out in the world and get to know people. I'm going to see if I can serve people. That's it. That's my agenda. That's all. What I think you're going to find is that you'll attract and sign up and have order products more people than with your get agenda, because that's a giving agenda. If you go out to give, what do you think the likelihood is that you're going to get versus if you go out to get?
100% agree. And let's go back to the very beginning when you busted me. Every human being you meet, you have got to have a conscious goal of having made their life better than when they met you. every human being you meet.
However that looks. Yeah.
And so it might be giving somebody a quarter today. You know, Denise about killed me because I gave a bunch of kids $20 on the side of the road that had signs. They were just a bunch of college kids having a blast walking up the road with a sign that says, give your spare chain for Special Olympics. And I rolled down the window and I said, you little crooks better not be stealing this money for beer, but here's money. And it was very cute and very funny. But we were laughing because we didn't know who those kids from either. It doesn't matter. The neat thing about it is those kids, instead of going and hanging around with the trench coat mafia, playing video games on killing people in society, they chose a Sunday afternoon to walk up and down the road at a mall in San Antonio, Texas, to raise money for Special Olympics. And if they lose $5 of that, if they use $5 of that for a six pack of beer, I don't care. Denise, now do you feel bad?
Okay. Well, first of all, Tom, the $20 that you give them, the whole $20 is going towards the beer, not the $5.
That was her whole thing, and I told her. She was putting terrible karma into the universe by even intimating those kids to do that. So, all right, we're going to take a break and come back for the final segment of this show today. But you guys have been such rock stars. I love this business for so much. And it is not the companies, the products, or the comp plan. I love this business for the human beings that are absolutely the majority of it. The products have to be great. The comp plan has to be great. The company has to be great. But this is a people business. And that's why we are kicking the butts of corporate America, because we care. That's why we win. We'll be right back.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984. 561-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend. Passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is the final segment of the Tom Chenault Show. If you have got any kind of way to get to Dallas, Texas next week, get over to the ANMP, the convention. It's going to be a biggie. There's all kinds of speakers from all over the world that are going to be there. It will be worth your time. Marianne Niehaus was talking about integrity a little bit during the break. Marianne, what do you talk about that a little bit? Why is integrity so absolute? Necessary and need to be present in conversation around the coffee shop interview and everything else?
Well, I think it's really important. You know, you talk about getting in the foxhole with these people, and we were all laughing like, you know, what do women do? We don't get in the foxhole. Do we get in the closet? I don't know. But I think when you really... I don't know, Denise, you and I will have to talk about that. But,
yeah, you know, we'll have to come up with another word.
Yeah, another word. Integrity in business, and I always, you know, really look at the level of which I have integrity in myself. And so when you create these relationships with these people and then you're bringing them into your business, you know, in your network marketing business, the relationship has to be built on integrity and them knowing that you are there for them and that you are going to, you know, you're not going to, you know, the statement of I'm going to, you know, give you a hand. I'm not going to build your team for you, but I'm going to be there to help you and help you and not just, you know, oh, I signed you up. I think that's why the relationship part of it, where if somebody comes into your business at a click, you know, who are those people? You don't even know them yet. You still have to build that relationship. If you're, you know, getting people via the internet, you still have to build that relationship. And integrity in business has to be a huge part of that.
It's the most important. Well, there's no doubt about it. Garrett McGrath hit the nail on the head. He said, you know, this business is people going broke enthusiastically and taking people with them. And we talked early in the conversation with Bob Crispin. He was talking about most of the network marketers end the relationship at sign up. And with us, and the way that John Milton Fogg is rolling this thing out, and obviously Denise and yourself and myself, the relationship starts at sign up, at enrollment. I even hate the word sign up. I hate that word.
Yeah.
How many people did you sign up? No. It's an enrollment process, and we are enrolling into the possibility of you having a great life. And you have to think of it that way.
Well, the other thing that comes up is that it's a numbers game.
Yeah, it is not a numbers game.
How many people? How many people are in your business? I get asked that all the time.
Yeah.
Why do they want to know that?
Hey, Tom.
Yeah. Yeah, John.
I came up with one thing today. In sales, the goal is to close. In enrollment, the goal is to open. And that's the basic difference between, it's not just semantics. It's really a fundamental difference in the approach, the outcome, and the process.
That's true.
Well,
you just made my Facebook wall, John. You finally gave me a quote I can use that I can attribute to you.
And you're right. I mean, you're right. It's not, that's not semantics. Yeah, I love that.
Well, I think we look at, you know, when you look at how many people, when you go to that enrolling process, enrollment and relationships and what have you, it's not about how many people you have in your business. It's how many people you're helping these people be successful. You have leaders in your business. You're developing leaders in your business. And I think sometimes we, you know, miss that. Because you get somebody into your business, and then, like Bob Chris said, you know, that's where it stops. How many leaders are you developing?
Right. Yep. Absolutely. Well, and I think it's very difficult to do that job really well with more than three or four people at the beginning, you know, because it takes, when you do it well, it takes a lot of work.
Yeah, this is the easiest, hardest way to do it. But at the end of the day, if you just take the time to get to know people, find out what they want to buy and sell that to them when they're ready to buy it, I promise you, you will not be running people out of your life like the typical network marketer. I just put up the hyperlinks for John Milton Fogg, for Marianne Niehaus, for Denise Chenault, and Bob Crisp. Friend those people up. These people don't have enough friends. They're lonely, I can promise you that. And there's a lot to learn from them. And I guarantee you that if you friend them up, your life is going to get better. Stay in the world of relationships. Stay in the world of integrity. We're coming back next week with another great show. We have no idea who it will be. Hopefully Terry Fossum will be here. But no matter what, you guys have a great, great Sunday. I love you all. See you later.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. bins can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.